All right, well, we made it back. Yeah, people are strange when you're strange.
Now we have a different version.
We have a different version done by Echo and the Bunnymen from actually the Lost Boys soundtrack. So this is probably the most actually cover that I actually like from this song. Pretty good. I heard the Dead South do a cover up too, and they did a really good version.
Yeah, they're really entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Lost Boys. Hello, Corey Feldman.
There you go. Keith or Sutherland.
Yeah.
Sutherland.
He's got 24 hours.
It's like, did your dad name you when you were drunk? What are you going to call him? Kiefer. Kiefer Sutherland. My name's Donald.
Point
Sutherland.
At his grinder. That's some Kiefer. Hello, Kiefer. Fucking, I don't care.
Hello, Kiefer.
Got a little Kiefer in it.
Yep. You get that Kiefer out there, it'll give you a headache, but you'll get high. So, yeah.
Oh, no. What the hell were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about beating people across the world.
Yeah, in the military. We were talking about
fucking bullshit. Giving you some war stories.
Stupid diversity fucking nonsense that means nothing. You know, they don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But no, as long as we're going into random political topics.
Random political topics.
So, you know, credit where credit is due. I've seen people do that on the left with Trump, and it's, you know, few and far between from them. Yeah. So I'll do the same. I'll give them the same courtesy with Biden. And restrictions, we can't call them sanctions because that's what Trump did. Biden will never do a sanction, but it'll just restrict. It's the removal of Xinjiang source products from stores, namely things like Intel processors, Walmart.
Yeah, sounds like a genius idea.
Implicator of it. And he did that because, well, it's the whole thing. It was all getting stapled together by Uyghur Muslims.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole thing is like you have this cabaled fucking slave race of people that you're just having snapped together.
Right.
Fucking, you know, like different bullshit products.
It's okay to make products again in the United States. It's okay to,
Well, they want products made. That means that you're right wing. It's like, what if we want them made here instead of by people who are essentially enslaved?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, that's not the point that you're trying to. No, it is.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. It's like, we're against slavery. I'm against slavery. I don't want people to be enslaved. Hey. I don't want people to be enslaved making products. I don't want to be people sexually enslaved. I don't want to be indentured as a slave, you know.
No, then you're gonna have those weird teeth. No, I'm just kidding. That's
might end up being a eunuch.
Oh, he's a eunuch now. Oh, is he?
Oh, he's not a slave no more.
Oh, good for him. Turned me into a newt. And now it's like, well, don't you think conservatives want to have this whole, well, they're all America first and like doing this, you know, and they don't want, you know, the part of the positive aspect of that is like stuff will kind of be made here for better wages. And I know some of the more rhino types, like McConnell's probably not going to fucking go along with it. And I don't give a fuck what that wrinkled turkey fuck says.
Yeah, turkey neck motherfucker.
So you can't do both. You can't have both. You can't like blame conservatives for like not liking China. And then at the same time, you know, like, the Uyghur Muslims, like, and we're creating sanctions on them, and that doesn't have, that's something you could have brought up beforehand.
Right.
And then the conservatives would have been on board with that. It was like, well, it's only because they hate China and they don't understand it. Yeah. About 25% of them, just like 25% of you, are too mentally ill to be on fucking social media. And yet here you are.
Yeah.
And yet here you are every fucking day. So let's look past that for just a fucking second and recognize that this is a bad thing that China's been doing since we figured out, like, oh, Nike. Like, yeah, that was a left thing, wasn't it? Where Nike, where they figure out that Nike had like, you know, 9-year olds sewing together shoes.
Right. And then you got Colin Kaepernick up there supporting Nike.
Well, because you know,
talking about not being a slave.
Well, you know, with all the anti-Asian hate out there, you know, what's more important is Colin Kaepernick not feeling like the center of attention for a second. So it's like, yeah, I know Nike good now. Kaepernick, and they're like, yeah, we don't know what to do with ourselves. So we're just going to ignore the argument. And then Biden comes out, is like, yeah, we're, you know, like I'm shutting this down because this is propagated by Uyghur Muslims who have basically forced labor. And that's something that I'm like, yeah,
yeah,
no, that's I'm for
that.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for stopping that.
And then these fucking idiot leftists. Plays fucking Care Bear bullshit fucking people. Like, get out there and go, yeah, see? Like, you are the exact same person.
Biden did something good.
You are the exact same person that when Trump was creating sanctions against China, like, this isn't going to work. He's just creating.
He's a xenophobe.
He's just disrupting, you know, like, all of a sudden. All of a sudden, the leftist cared about the economy and cared about fucking capitalism all of a sudden.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they fucking cared about that shit. It was like, oh, this is disrupting.
He's driving the price of goods up.
Like, it's fucking.
He's going to cause inflation.
These backwards ass, lazy, narcissistic cowards like do the same thing every time shamelessly. And I don't even think it's shameless. I just think they're fucking brain dead at this point.
Well, they just don't remember what they said from one day to the next.
So I'm not going
to. Always ready to jump on the next bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah, with my
they're like politician groupies. Hey, who am I fucking today? What band am I leaving with?
With my majority centrist views of not equally, but hating both of you motherfuckers. I will say it was like, yes, give credit to this old geriatric motherfucker. I'm like, now you lost me. Didn't have you in the first place.
Well, these turkey neck motherfuckers running the country.
Credit where credit's due.
I mean, let's see. Mitch McConnell, he's a turkey neck. Nancy Pelosi, she's definitely a turkey neck.
Yeah, well, she keeps it in the freezer.
Joe's had a little plastic surgery, so he doesn't look much like a turkey neck.
Plastic. I don't think
and a little couple hair plugs that finally died off. They're like, look, we tried. We kept it up there for about 10 years, but we're done now.
Yeah, he's getting into Betty White territory.
we're done. We can't continue this hair growth no more.
That's what his head said.
Yeah.
But no, it's so he did. That was a really good thing because this whole Uyghur Muslim
that's thing terrible.
Has been insane.
Right, like, and then just like the mass sterilization of the women.
Yeah. No, it's as bad as you would imagine.
And people are like, what is you talking about? And I'm like, you don't even know. I was like, maybe you should look that up.
To give you an example, dipshits, it's like when you try to flame somebody on Twitter and call them a Nazi. Like, if you look to these people and called them that, I'd be like, that's pretty accurate. Close.
That's the extermination of those.
It may not be the exact depiction of it, but the whole idea is to bring light to certain core aspects of their mentality. And yeah, that's
they call that crimes against humanity.
Yeah. You know? That's the reason why the Geneva Code.
Right. And then again, you know, I guess you could talk about like even the Nuremberg trials, you know, and then what came out from all those was that basically, you know, it's against like, you know, global law to experiment on human beings.
Yeah. And I feel like even just not across the country, across the globe, mass majority of people would not be okay with that.
No. Or the Nazis like, were. Eh. The Nazis were like, drag him in here. Put this in him. Whoa. He swelled up and popped.
Yeah. They were
up on meth. Swallowed up. He swallowed up and popped like a tick.
It's good to write that
strange down. Strange lesions.
Well, the reason that they're so slow is because when you write it out in German, there's so many consonants in there.
It just sounds
angry. It
takes you
20 years to write one paragraph.
And it sounds very angry.
It always sounds like puppies for sale. And you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, I don't know. It was like, you said, have a nice day and thank you for coming. I was like, yeah, but now I'm still uncomfortable.
I'm still like, I feel like I need to get on a train somewhere.
No. Don't get on the train.
Oh, that's right.
Don't get on the train.
That's right. Don't get on the train.
You get on the train, you're not coming back.
That goes for Stalin, too.
Yeah.
Don't get on the train.
Yeah. If you get on the train, it's going nowhere good.
It's going right to your death.
So, but
We call it the deadline.
Sanction. He did basically sanction the province of China, Xinjiang, which I assume has something to do with old Winnie the Pooh.
That, and I guess, you know, well, that goes back to where they just talked about how Xinjiang was going to go into a lockdown because of the coronavirus breakout.
Oh, a lockdown? Well, it's weird that China hasn't had that many cases of COVID.
I know.
It's almost like, because I mean, they're honest with it,
which is going to actually like
they're going to report every case.
Slow down that chip production.
Yeah, that's the only spread that they're slowing is the fucking chip production.
The chip production
maintain their handle on this country that they've had since the Obama era.
Since the Obama era, yeah,
a little bit before. I mean, they've always been playing in the technological war. Like they got fucking trounced on by the Japanese, which even then I feel bad for China, parts of China for that, like Nanking and everything.
Well,
like,
yeah, horrible. I mean, you know,
but like the Chinese government has become so fucked.
Yeah, the Japanese did do a number on the Chinese during World War II for sure. Before World War II started,
well, that's why it's like we supported
Manchuria. They went in there and like wiped those people out pretty much, you know.
No, that's the thing again. It's like don't shit on some people that are getting actively shit on. So it's like at that point, the Japanese
we actually know things about
were
history.
The dickheads. but then like it's morphed into this pseudo technological war that the Chinese have tried to take over as like, well, we need to get ahead of, you know, the Japanese to get ahead of everybody. We need to have the old China. We need to make China great again.
Yeah.
And fucking
put the British back there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That's not...
They got kicked out. Hong Kong is fucked because they got kicked out.
Yeah.
And all those because they were too, the British were too busy diddling kids at the Queen's cabin.
At the Queen's cabin.
They were
up
too
there
busy
with Jeffrey.
Like fingering 9-year olds to fucking help Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they could have bartered a better deal, maybe.
That up to,
what,
like,
they, what they should have did was, is like when the British decided to leave and that they, you know, that they let Hong Kong continue to be, it's basically its own country, is like they just should have said, you're your own country now. Why didn't they just ever do it?
You know? Why didn't they leave just weapons behind for them like we did with Afghanistan? Yeah. Why didn't they leave a whole bunch of military, you know, shit
it's
for
like,
them?
You're going to need this against the Chinese.
Yeah.
We know you. And the real thing is too, is like Hong Kong became this bastion of capitalism right off the coast of China. You know? And then, well, deal runs out. Now the British hand over control over to the Chinese, and the Chinese are like, sorry, guys. Welcome to communism. We're taking all this shit. You don't own this no more. The state does. Oh, whoa. The British didn't tell you that part? Oh, yeah. Well, that's the sad thing. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to conform? Well, we're going to beat you down till you do.
But now the Chinese are trying to take over for what like the British Empire was. I think they have a hard on for the old British Empire.
Apparently.
Because now they're trying to be like, oh, we can take over.
We're taking
Africa.
Hong Kong, Singapore.
No, they're trying to go into Africa.
Let's go to Singapore. Oh yeah, they are going into Africa. That's right. And then with, you know, they own one of the largest, you know, pork providers in America, which is Swift, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of frightening actually when you think about it.
Oh, it is. Of course it is.
It's like, whoa. You know, maybe
you have
it just doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, why did we let the Chinese buy this pork plant?
Well, we kind of didn't let
them. Are the largest pork producers in the nation. Why did we allow that to happen?
I know.
You know?
I know.
What? And I'm like, that doesn't, I just look back. It's like Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. Why? You know?
Well, that's when you just give millions of dollars to media companies and then you never get bad coverage.
Right, you never get bad coverage. Like, he's going to do great. He's only making plant-based food for everybody. Well, you know, you can't make the cows go extinct because that's going to piss off the fucking PETA people because you can't be extincting animals. Right? You can't let extinction, man can't extinct things.
It's like
when you're bad.
You
right?
can make fun of some people on the right for digging too hard into Bill Gates, but you can't ignore, like, you can't take his side. Like, so it's like you want to diminish the more extremist right-wing people from, like, you know, they're like completely vilifying Bill Gates, but at the same time, like, you're willing to ignore all the, like, you're going to try to deify him because they're trying to vilify him. You want to deify him.
Right.
That makes you more idiotic than they are.
Exactly. The guy just, you know, he can't keep viruses out of his own system. But now we're going to take advice from this guy who's not a health expert, even though, you know, he tells us about the great things that are happening with vaccines. And, you know, how he's been injecting them across the world and maybe killing a few people because you're not supposed to. If I remember right earlier, I just said, you know, the Nuremberg trials were about not experimenting on human beings. So you create these vaccines and then you shoot them in Africa and you kill a few, you know, Africans, which I guess is okay in the name of science. Or like Fauci have, flies eat the face off of beagles. That's okay.
Well, I agree that some of those things, you know, definitely have happened as verifiable, but you're kind of like stapling together like different I'm things drunk. To try to, and so am I. So it's like, you know, I had a good counterpoint.
We said it was just going to be kind of rambling.
I had a good counterpoint to what you're saying. The old essential thing is that it's like you don't want to vilify or deify this person because it's just, it's the same thing as, it's not the same thing as Epstein, but it's the same kind of general mentality. It's like you have this amount of control, you have this amount of money, you have this amount of influence because of the people that you know, because you're networking, you know, different people that you know, where you can get away with shit that people wouldn't normally be able to get away with. Like that's kind of like the main thing throughout all of it is like, oh, this is like, oh, so we need to eliminate the power differential. And that means all the white supremacy, but like, whoa, stop. Like we need to eliminate a power differential in the very vast extremes in the ones that we all agree on, like fucking Epstein and Gates and Prince Andrew and people that we can all sit down as normal people and go like, yeah, that's a bit much. Like, I don't think that you should have that much amount of control over people.
And I know earlier
still
you
have
said,
a
you know,
successful society within that. You know?
I know you say I'm trying to staple things together. I prefer scotch tape, just so you know.
Shit. Well, I apologize because I didn't mean to generalize and assume that you were a staple person. You know, I didn't mean to diminish your Scotch heritage.
Yeah, like, right. It does come in plaid.
Which sucks because then I'm just diminishing my own Scotch heritage, which is goes outside of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look who's hypocritical now.
Yeah. Ooh. They're bloody fucking Scottish.
Fucking English.
Yeah, the fucking English. My accent is always a gutter of like Australian, Scottish, and Irish.
Yeah, that's one I never like
moves
did
back
too
around.
Much.
People are like, who are you trying to sound like? Like an Irishman be like, that's not how we talk. And I'm like, well, that's how I think you talk, and I'm an American, so fuck off.
Well, it'll come with practice. If you really wanted to practice, you could do it. It's like, mine
it's like
comes
the O's
like
and the A's.
Other regions, like Asia.
I'm better at definitely
like South America.
American dialects better.
And different American dialects, you know. Combination of those is kind of where I lie. I never, I do like people who are of, you know, non-English descent that can do that accent really well. I was like, oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, it's good. That's good.
Yeah, I've never
perfected
delved
it.
Delved into it enough.
It's like, or if I get going kind of like in a good rant, it kind of like morphs into a different dialect that people are like, it's not Scottish no more.
Yeah, well,
like,
that's
I'm trying.
That's more common than you think because like the longer you're forced to go with like even an accent that you're comfortable with, like let's say you're comfortable
like
with doing
Southern
a Russian accent or something even an American thing, like a Southern accent. So,
look, we just down here just trying to drink some beers and can get a Coors
Light. But the more I pressure you and like go into a conversation, like something's going to slip and you're just going to, you know, kind of morph into it. That happens to everybody. Like that's not a unique thing to you. Like that's why you look at people who are really good at doing impressions and can stick
just
with
like,
a bit.
Wow.
Like, damn, dude.
Damn, I wish I could do that.
Yeah. But no, like don't beat yourself up about that because I feel like that's most people will try to do impressions. Is the buzz gone?
Yeah, I think your cord's getting bad. And you need to change it out.
Getting wonky.
Yeah, change that out. They're just some cheap ass Chinese junk made by Uyghurs.
Oh, that'll be the next thing. Yeah.
You can't say Uyghurs no more.
Yeah, can you imagine if the right absorbed the Uyghur Muslim conflict instead of the left did and like, we're gonna start, you know, like, hey, stop shitting on wiggers.
Stop doing that.
Like, that's in poor taste. And like, that's because you didn't fucking wake up this morning.
Tonight we've been joined
I'm
by
woke. Like, now
tonight we've been joined by the last fly in Tennessee. He's been crawling around on the computer and flying around looking at us going, I can't believe I'm still alive.
Yeah.
It was cold and now it's not.
I was in New Hampshire sitting on the wood stove and I saw a mosquito fly by. I'm like, how? How?
Wasn't
how
well, but it wasn't alive? That like the isn't like one of the myths like when Satan is around, there's a fly. There's flies. Like, you know, like even like in the Amityville Horror when the priest comes in there to exorcise the house and then he gets ate up by flies.
Possibly, unless it was a gentle mosquito that I smacked with a
Is this fly just like hanging around on this computer? Been hanging around all night. Flyer. He may have to die here soon. He's probably still using catch kind of slow. But yeah, I don't know. Just off subject there. You know, in case you didn't know, Satan comes and flies, eats priests at the
sounds like a rough
at
way
the
to come.
Amityville Horror House.
Yeah. Do you imagine that video where it's just, you know, Satan like, well, watch out. I'm like, what does he do? Like, he just jizzes flies.
Yeah, it just flies.
Run.
Run.
I'm like, I want to, but I just don't understand why he's doing it in the first place.
But I got some raid. I took Satan out with raid.
Make some sort of STD clinic reference before you hose down the devil with raid. I'm like, you're never going to come again. It could happen.
It could
it
happen.
Could all, it could all happen, could definitely. Happen. In the year of 2022.
2022, here we are. We have made it. I have made it to 2022. I'm still amazed. That's the thing that amazes me. It's like I was up at the old local convenience store here picking up some beer early tonight, and the guy was like, the champagne of beer is what you celebrate. And I was like, I don't know, waking up, sometimes getting out of bed's a struggle.
And weirdly enough, my bed isn't here. So give me the beer so I can go back.
So I can go back. But I know all the guys up there at the convenience store up the road. Mm-hmm. They're like, this guy drinks a lot of beer.
Yeah, it's probably the same people with the...
Go in there and make a little small talk.
The local supermarket and be like, this guy likes wine. It's like, look, I buy it so I don't have to show up here for a few days to a week.
Eats a lot of chicken.
I do eat a lot of chicken. I don't know. Chicken and fish. I mean, I still like, I got a cheap steak that I'm going to cook later on, and I'll do the, I'm going to take some spinach, boil it down.
What kind of steak did you get?
Yeah, it's
like sirloin?
Sirloin? Some cheap, like they had it on
sale.
Stab
it with a fork.
Well,
it helps it.
Yes. But they had a little sale.
Cook it about medium rare.
Had a little sale going on, so I was like, I'm going to
buy. Slice it thin on the bias. Slice it thin against the grain.
I'm not slicing it now.
I'm just saying.
Just I know what you're saying now.
Cooking tips here for your sirloin.
But
definitely give it a couple stabs with the old fork.
Yeah, that is
that helps a lot.
That I learned.
Because there's some veins in there.
There is. And it's kind of
you
want to
break up that cartilage.
It's like a hobo tenderization of the meat. Hey, you know, it's like, it's easy to do. Like, you just stab it with a fork and that's it.
They call it jacarding, actually.
You don't need a fancy
tenderizer. If you want to say it's, you know, fancy, you could say I jacarded the steak, which
I will start saying that,
which
now
means I stabbed it with a fork repeatedly.
I've now transformed.
Now you can look like you like some kind of chef.
Now I look like I fucking know something. I'd be like everyone else on Twitter.
Lots of garlic and butter and
That's obvious. Yeah, it's salt. Yeah, like, it's pepper, I mean,
there's a decent amount of fat in sirloin, but there's still a little toughness.
You
got to dump a little fat in it.
So you can't overcook it either.
No,
so
medium rare.
Yeah.
Medium rare, that's all you want to go. Yeah. You get to medium, you can get to medium, but once you go to
mid-low, and then you get to
it gets dry.
You can hear your knife carving into it as you fucking like.
Right. Let me get two of those sirloins, a hot dog bun, and some ketchup. Well done.
Let me get some kalkalush.
But sirloins are good. They have great flavor. You know, there's some great cuts inside of beef that, you know, like the flat iron. It was one of my favorites, which is inside the chuck, steaks. Actually.
Yep. Chuck steak.
Yeah.
I've eaten plenty of chuck steak. But now it's, so I thought about, like, I'll get some baby spinach.
Yeah.
And then I'll boil that down and then I'll cook my cheap ass fucking steak and then I'll mix in. And this is not like I'm not doing a cooking thing. Yeah. Whatever you're probably going to be mildly ashamed of me. But like,
put it on the broiler, set off the smoke alarm.
I have unplugged the fire alarm when I cook this for that specific reason. The only fire in my apartment is one that I can created.
Get a nice hot or a nice hot skillet and give it a big sear on each side.
I've planned ahead for this disaster. Yeah. So it's a
open up the sliding door.
But no, it's if it's something you don't want to marinate and it's just a cheap steak that you're like, hey, I'm picking up something from the grocery store on the way back home from work, whatever, and I want to cook it like now.
Yeah.
So you just do salt, pepper, olive oil, garlic on the steak, and then take the spinach, boil it, throw it in with some fucking Alfredo sauce, mix that up, and then after I hopefully do medium rare on the cheap ass steak that I do, throw that on top of it, bam.
Bam, you got dinner.
You got a single guy meal.
I'm just saying, you know, hey, at least you're probably eating a little better than most single guys.
But it's one of those things, like, it's not that expensive. It just takes a little bit, like, you get to boil the spinach.
You have to put some time into it.
Yeah.
Cooking.
And then if I want to get fancy, like, I'll get some cheese and grate that and make some mac and cheese to go with it. And then I just sit there on the chair and watch.
You should, like, look into, like, HelloFresh.
Yeah,
they do a pretty good job, man. Okay. I'm not gonna deny. As a chef myself,
you know,
I've always said, you know, my wife, you know, and when she says, you know, she tells her friends or people that she meets that she's married to chefs, like, oh, you must eat great. She's like, no, not really. He's always at work.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, anytime I come over, like,
it's great. Yeah, I know, but
then I always come over when you're
when I'm home and I'm off and I cook.
But so, like, I get that.
You know, at least 5 or 6 days out of the week, there could be a period where that, you know, I'm not home and there is no, you know, and she will profess that she's not the best cook. So she started like, I'm going to buy these HelloFresh things and cook, you know, I can't, you know. And I'm like, all right. She's like, don't eat them. I'm like, all right, don't cook them. I'm like, all right, whatever, your thing.
Yeah.
And then there came a point where, like, they kind of built up a little bit, and she's like, you got to cook those. And I was like, all right, I'll cook them.
Yeah, all right.
So I've cooked them, and I'm like, oh, these are pretty good. They're simple to follow. I mean, I get the nuance. The ingredients are there. The ingredients are good. You know, they get a little stuck on, like, a lot of staples, shit. Like, you know, a lot of potatoes, a lot of carrots, like, things that hold up.
It's all good stuff, yeah.
A lot of little seasoning packets and stuff they put in there pre-made.
How's the seasoning packets?
They're good. Like they had like we did some burgers one time that had like a Frank's Red Hot seasoning package for the burger that you put in the burger.
Okay,
it was very tasty. They gave little packs of cheese and stuff. So they really actually it's pretty well done. And for you know the average person who's trying to like you know eat better than like going and buying processed food all the time or anything.
Yeah,
you know it's good. You have to provide some ingredients like salt, pepper, oil, that or
Jack in the Box.
You know, like I said, you have to provide some ingredients, salt, pepper, oil, and things like that. But hey, but far as what
it's not like you
run the end result is actually pretty good.
And it's not like you run through all your salt, pepper, and olive oil
right.
through the first meal that lasts you fucking I don't know like
but everything 10, 12 fucking like you can buy like the smallest thing goes for two people. You can buy them for two or four. You know. But, you know, I don't have any problems. Like, I've made them. I'm like, okay, these are good, and they're well thought out.
Hell yeah.
You know, sometimes the instructions are a little vague, like large drizzle of oil. And I'm like, I know what a large drizzle of oil is.
A drizzle is, I'm sorry, I'm not a chef. I will say, A drizzle is not a measurement.
Right.
A drizzle is not a measurement.
I'm just saying, some of it's a little vague.
It's the most subjective instructions you can be able
to like, taste.
It's like when they say a liberal amount. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's like, you know, they say like two tastes is like.
If you say two tablespoons, I know what two tablespoons is. When you say a liberal amount, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But it definitely takes a small amount of effort, but it's pretty laid out and the instructions are pretty detailed.
Sound bad, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, like if you buy three, I think it's like $60 and they send you exactly what you need.
All right.
You know, you can put them online and say, hey, you know, I'm going to have this chicken dish, this beef dish, and this fish dish. And then they'll send you exactly what you need.
All right. Well, anyway, it's not something that
there's
I've
our
done,
plug
but
for HelloFresh tonight.
I'll look at. Yeah,
they probably don't want us to sponsor them, but we did.
It's not a sponsor, but, you know, after that description. All right. I'll look into it. Yeah.
Anyways, we'll be back.